102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 8:10, Double Shot Thursday, two from Led Zeppelin. Sunny and 72 degrees today. Well, it's hard. You know, everybody's celebrating today. I know it's hard for Yankee fans to listen to, but hey, the Mets won. It's a beautiful thing. They're going to the World Series. And right now, yes, the ex-Mets voice of summer.
There he is.
I'm sorry.
Made his way to the studio.
I was just eating a kumquat.
Oh, really?
A kumquat.
It was a sour. Have you ever had a sour kumquat?
No. You're eating healthy, though. Mm.
I think the problem is that there was only quat in this kumquat.
So it didn't taste
good. Wait, hold on. I don't think there was any quat at all.
No quat?
What is this?
You got a quatless kumquat?
A quatless kumquat.
Wow.
How does that happen?
It's very
sticky, by the way.
Quatless kumquats are like unicorns. People.
I've never seen that before.
Exactly.
Well, Murph.
Let me just take a Rheingold here real quick.
Good idea. A little bit of the hair of the dog.
Oh, it's much better.
Very good.
By the way, I'm very happy. First of all, a big hello to the Mets captain, David Segui, for getting into the World Series finally. What a great day for this.
David Segui, huh?
It's been 9 long years.
Has it?
And he is finally a part of the World Series champion Cincinnati Reds.
Murph is always just a little mixed up, especially after a night of partying and celebrating, I'm sure. Murph used to be the voice of the Mets, TV, radio, and now here he is. Bob, down from heaven to hang with us.
Bob, I got to ask you a question. Is there any relation between you and Daniel Murphy?
Not only is there a relation, he is my bastard son.
He's your bastard son?
I remember it was a hot July night back in 1984.
Oh, really?
And I had a night filled with hot sex with Charo.
Charo.
Daniel Murphy's mother is Charo?
That's correct. We did the Coochie Coochie.
Did you really?
In the Dominican Republic. It was a very hot night. I remember Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry hit 7 home runs together that night.
Oh, really?
And we were so happy, and we had sex. The only problem was we only did it through the back door. So Daniel Murphy, not only is he a legend in the New York Mets, he's a legend. He's the first backdoor baby ever born in the history of the world.
What do you mean backdoor? What do you mean backdoor baby?
I mean backdoor. Stupid.
It was a backdoor love affair?
It was a backdoor love affair only, and somehow the back door made its way to the front, and next thing you know, in 1985, April 1st, Daniel Murphy, my bastard child, was born, and now he's a legend.
Well, you must be proud of your bastard child.
I am proud of him.
Is Charo proud of him, too?
I haven't spoken to her since that night.
No, you haven't. Well, we've learned a lot of things here with Murph.
Any word if your bastard son is on steroids? That's what people are saying now.
Who said that? Negated?
Negated.
Yeah. Negated to bring it up.
I hate that guy. He is such a dirty prick.
All right. Well, thanks for popping down, Murph. You going to be with us throughout the playoff, throughout the World Series?
I hope so.
All right.
You're watching from heaven?
Jerry Grody, by the way, is going to be MVP of the World Series. You watch.
That's quite a prediction.
And again, congratulations, David Segui, Alvaro Espinosa, and Ray Ordonez. My favorite. They're gonna be the captains of this entire World Series.
Well, they make quite a team. They're doing such a great job for the 2015 Mets.
Where's Timo?
No, he
is
couldn't
Timo
make it.
Is Timo here?
No.
Is he on the bench still?
Thank you, Bob Murphy, ex-Mets voice of summer.
Oh, he's vacuuming my drapes. I'm sorry. He's right over there. I'm sorry, Timo.
Thanks, Murph. Always good to have Murph on. All right, now it's time for the roads. Here's Ted.